The first section was written, I think it was 1985 to 1992, when I lived in the tenement building in 7th Avenue South in Chinatown, Seattle. I was going to a poetry workshop at the University of Washington and was active in some poetry groups that I was attending, and I was tutoring my cousins, and occasionally I wrote for neighborhood newspapers, articles of concern to the community. There was sort of an innocence in those poems. They were optimistic about the future. They were thought-like, you know, the thinking poems, cognitive poems. In the second period, after my doctor made a mistake, took me on my medication, I became psychotic and had breakdown. I became homeless. After I became homeless, I was put in a building downtown, the Morrison Hotel. And there was a haven for people with very severe problems. And I lived there, and the atmosphere was not good. My privacy was intruded on, and that made me upset. And I was angry. For 3 years, I was upset and angry, writing angry poetry. And then I got transferred to my present place of dwelling, the International Terrace. And they have found a medication for me that works. After some 20 years of trials, I began to feel better about myself. And my poetry has been more experimental, and it's almost like striking out a new path for myself.